Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. It's a beautiful show. Okay, so June 9th, 2019, and there's a lot of interesting things that happened on June 9th throughout history, and I think one of the oldest ones is the Roman Emperor Nero commits suicide, imploring his secretary to slit his throat to invade a Senate-imposed death by flogging. Oh boy, this is some pretty cruel hard times, I tell you. Some people just have no sense of what reality really is. We do.
You meditate.
you hate me, tell me how. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. That's just the way this is bad. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. I can't feel it everywhere. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Even now, this is bad. The way I see it, the way I see it, that's just the way I see it. Black and white, it's a four on war. I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it.
Okay, this day in history, Jacques Cartier, the French explorer, he claimed what is now Canada for France, and Cartier was the first European to describe the map and map the Gulf of St. Lawrence and the shores of the St. Lawrence River, and these he named the country of Canadas. And this, he named them after the Iroquois, Iroquois Indians. And for the two settlements he saw, one became Quebec City and the other Montreal Island. And I find it very curious, he was born December 31st, 1491. And he did so much. He reached Newfoundland, the St. Lawrence River, the Prince Edward Islands in Canada. He claimed Canada for France in Montreal and discovers the Mount Royal, Montreal. And he returns to navigating along the voyage, in his third voyage in Canada, and lands near what is now known as Quebec. And he seems like such an interesting guy. He must have been really, really courageous to sail off out into the ocean in the 1400s when everyone thought that the world was flat.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so I would like to give a shout out to the East Side Bar and Grill. They're having their jam night tonight, and this is up in Portland, Oregon. And let's see. Oh, Fist is going to be playing. They're from somewhere in Arizona. And they'll be playing up there in Portland tonight with Ron Fast and his band, B-A-N-N-E-D. Okay, so here we go. And let's see, what do we got here? How about some Nards? All right, here's a track from Bleach Party USA, who is now Fist. F-I-S-T. Going really good here. All right, let's do another Bleach Party song. Here we go.
Thank you.
every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you winning, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do.
Some ex-Catholic girls coming your way with having issues. Speaking of the Catholic Church, let's see. Well, this day in history in 1529, Zurich declares war on Catholic cantons. I don't know what a Catholic canton is, but war is never good for anybody. All right, so I think I have... All right, here we go. Burning Image. The 23rd recorded perihelion passage of Halley's Comet. So that's the point in the orbit of a planet where the comet is at its closest to the sun. I thought that was really cool. Okay, let me see. Here we go. Don't bother. Cool stuff.
An open avenue, well, deep for truth of view, yeah, with your life.
you say. You get what you deserve when you do as you please. Don't bother with your rest, but while this has overburned, bring yourself stupid and wake up in your self-created world. Stop! Try to find a way.
Hey!
Moving up to 1549, England enforces the Act of Supremacy. And, of course, Henry VIII of England made this monarch's royal supremacy such that he declared the supreme head of the Church of England, and then he thereby asserted the independence of Escalatia Anglicana. So, you know, Henry VIII, we all know, he was very demanding, and he wanted this act to be passed after the Pope denied him a divorce from Catherine of Aragon. I mean, today we see divorce as a very simple thing, but he wanted to divorce her because she failed to give him a son. So the Act of Supremacy in 1534 essentially took power away from the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. And Henry bothered to do it all his own way. Riding the blade, Bower Leopard. Okay, so on this day in history was the first deportation from what is now the United States, and Thomas Morton from Massachusetts was deported back to England. And let me see. Well, 1628 May Day. And this poor guy went through so much. He was helping the native Englands, the Plymouth Militia. He took the town following in June, the resistance, and he got in trouble for helping supply guns to the Indians. He was put in stocks in Plymouth, given a trial, and finally, he was marooned on the deserted Isles of the Shoals off the coast of New Hampshire until an English ship could take him home. And he was beloved, too, well-connected, and imprisoned or executed as later became the penalty for blasphemy in the colonies. Well, boy, things were pretty tough a long time ago. And we have our own toughness today.
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Darkland, USA, don't be fun, don't be gay, kick your ass, and all I mean, you can't be what you wanna be. I'm not pretty, can't tell, gonna be a cop from hell. A killer cop from hell, killer cop from hell, killer cop from hell.
Okay, 1789, June 9th, the Spanish capture British schooner Northwest America near Vancouver Island. So many places. Fatal error right here coming at you. I think they are. All right, there we go.
I can see what it's like.
Okay, don't want to be like you, 1856. 500 Mormons leave Iowa City, Iowa, and head west for Salt Lake City, Utah, carrying all their possessions in two-wheeled hand carts. Can you imagine Iowa all the way to... Salt Lake City, Utah? I mean, I drove through there not too long, I don't know, a couple years ago, and there's absolutely nothing in Utah. I mean, how did people even find water? It's just beyond me how they made it. Strange.
Strange.
China leases Hong Kong's new territories to the United Kingdom for 99 years. Wowie, that's a long time. All right, so we have just enough time for one more song. All right, been caught stealing. Jane's Addiction. Love these guys.
See y'all next time. Bye.